Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, is currently battling breast cancer. The announcement hit the press yesterday, letting the world know about this really difficult news. A representative came out and said that she had been recently diagnosed with an early form of breast cancer. They detected it out of a routine mammogram screening. And then she was advised that she had to go through surgery, which I thought was interesting. I have some family members that are battling or have battled breast cancer. Normally they just kind of go straight for chemo. But they said that it happened successfully. So that's really good news. I was surprised to see this because I feel like the royal family tends to keep this kind of stuff hush hush. Like you don't really know until after the fact.
She's her own person though.
Yeah, she's kind of always been on the outside, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of thought the same thing too, but in the same article that I was reading from Entertainment Tonight, I had no idea she felt so much pressure still from the royal family because she told ET once the queen passed, she was kind of like, I feel like I can kind of be Sarah now because up until this point, I've always had to be under the wing of like upholding her values and making sure that I don't make the family look bad. But she's got a podcast and everything now, and I think we'll probably be seeing a lot more of her.
Plus, I think Harry's taking a lot of pressure off the other siblings now that he's like, you know what? We all want to look bad. I'm just going to be the only one that does it.
Well, this is his aunt.
Yeah, he's really lowered the bar for sure.
Yeah, because she's the one who married Prince Andrew, Queen Elizabeth's son, and she and Princess Diana were good friends because I think they just kind of like commiserated together with how difficult it was to actually be a part of this family.
Yeah. Okay, I think Maury Povich has the best new segment for our show because he's launching an at-home paternity system. So now you too can find out if you are or are not the father. The longtime TV host is releasing something called The Results Are In, which will tell you within 2 to 3 days with a 99.9% accuracy whether or not you are the father or you are not the father.
This is right on brand right here.
Absolutely.
That's what he does.
He's cashing in. He's teaming up with the same company that did the paternity test for his show. It's called the DNA Diagnostic Center. You know, I think this is great. I'm pretty sure he's retired. So like, what a great way to fund the rest of your retirement.
I feel like he should at least still send the camera people to your home though, so they could follow you into the other room if you're not the father, because that was the best part of it all.
Yeah, the best part is him holding that manila folder and everybody sitting on stage and then him pulling out the results and looking at it and saying, Jake, you are not the father.
He used to pause before he did.
Yeah, he needs like a whole app too. Like if you have an interesting story as to what actually happened, almost like Reddit, there needs to be like a Reddit thread to be like, oh yeah, actually, I was not the father. Or Maury actually said, I read this somewhere, the most shocking reveal he had for paternity tests where it was like, they were pregnant but with twins and one of the twins was his and one of them wasn't.
Uh-huh.
And apparently like that's like a scientific miracle.
Yeah.
I was about to say that could happen.
Yeah, it can happen. Wow. Yeah.
It happened twice on his show.
Wow.
Wild.
And Abby, this was a while back, but I was on the Maury Povich show.
Hmm? Shut up.
Now, for the record, had nothing to do with paternity tests.
He was not the father.
I was not, nor was anybody else. Yeah, it was so random. I got an email asking if I wanted to come out and do they just showed crazy videos and you talked about them. And so I went on his show. It was me and Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club was there. And then there was some other person. And so, yeah, we went. And I remember being backstage and you could hear them because, you know, they record multiple shows in a day because you have the studio audience there. And so funny because when you're walking backstage, you can hear producers in the rooms coaching up
like the other people who are going to be on the show, because they want to get those reactions. So they're really like, you know, just giving them what they want from them. And they did the same thing with me as far as like my reactions to the video after I watched them. And it was so crazy being on stage because the audience has also been conditioned to be very reactionary. Mm-hmm. So he introduced me and like I'm sitting there and we're talking and then I just kind of look at the audience and I go, he, and they all go, so I'm like, I literally just have to look at them and all of a sudden they just like erupted and I'm like, this is bananas. Could not have been the nicest man. Like, was so kind, so sweet, so generous. I had a, it was a very fleeting moment, but you know how you can just tell if somebody's like a decent human being. He's one of those people.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Me yeah. too.
Okay, the next Wheel of Fortune host is being speculated as another entertainment news host, and it's not Ryan Seacrest. It's Mario Lopez. So if you don't know anything about Nielsen, they're in charge of all the TV and radio ratings and stuff. And they said 42% of the most watched shows, or no, no, the most watched shows, 42% of the audience are from the Latin community. So they're like, of course, representation, super important. Huh. Mario Lopez, easy pick. Okay.
I still want Vanna to host, and then Mario can take Vanna's spot.
I heard so this fair. Morning that Andy Cohen threw his name in the hat also.
Oh, Andy Cohen's a busy guy. I don't know if he's got time for that.
He seems to think he can pull it off.
Yeah. Drake is releasing a new project under a new name, and no, it's not more music. I'll tell you all about it on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.